Faison is going to be in Buffalo this weekend, and Faison Love is going to be on the cruise. Faison, man, what's happening, man?
Man, I can't wait. I'm trying on bikinis now.
Ooh. Thanks for that visual.
Ooh. I'm going to get a tattoo on my right cheek that Tom made me do it.
You're trying, not buying. You're not putting them back on the rack, man, when they don't fit. Like
Please. Don't put them back.
Get one too. Then you get matching tattoos. That Tom made me do it.
Oh my gosh!
The other people say oxtail. The other white teeth.
Hey, Faison, before we go any further, man, let me say thank you. While I was on vacation, you came by and you sat in and helped us out while I was on vacation. But you also brought me a pair of sunglasses.
Man,
came from Gerald Levert.
Yes. I every time I come to your studio, I'm amazed at it's like a art gallery. And Gerald gave me those, and I've been holding them for so long. I didn't even wear them. And I thought, they would go so good right there because it's like an homage to, you have an homage to black music. So I was like, man, I think you'd be happy about it.
Man, I am thrilled, man. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, let me ask you something about, we were talking about this off air just a minute ago when I played Gerald's Baby Hold On To Me. It's that time of year. Don't you think if Gerald was alive today, he'd have a single out just in time for Valentine's?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Come on.
And he'd be touring, and he'd bring those big girls on stage, nothing under 250.
Right.
And he'd pick them up and hurt himself, and he'd go back there. 200 nights a year, he'd do that act. That had to kill him.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. They don't make them like that no more, man. He's from that breeze, and you know, now they just be whistling. I don't know what these boys do now.
Whistling.
Girl be singing hard. They're whistling and stuff.
They whistling. I'm like, what they doing?
If they ever do, the Warren Sapp biopic,
man, that's you, man. You got it.
You got that role.
NFL Network.
Yeah. If they do the Warren Sapp story.
Man,
you got that part.
You know how many people called me and was like, man, what you doing? Stay me. Look at my right butt cheek. I got oxtail.
The other white meat.
Well, really? I mean, is it mandatory when this is a Super Bowl you must get prostitutes? I mean, like, really? I mean, come on, baby.
I'm with you. What happened to Cheetos, man? What? You just got Cheetos and you went home, man.
There's other things to do in Phoenix. They got good Mexican food. Eat a burrito. If you read the report, it says it spilled out. How a fight don't spill out into the hallway?
Oh, my God.
It was in a brawl. It said a brawl. What did you say? It was a kung fu fight? That'd be 3,200, Mr. Sapp. What?
3,200.
This was Super Bowl prices.
And it was 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock in the morning. They spilling out in the hallway.
The problem was he got greedy. He couldn't afford two. He could only afford one.
He's bankrupt.
Yeah, he's bankrupt. He know he can't afford two.
Full prices.
He had to, man.
Yeah.
But they say he has just left his girlfriend, I guess, you know.
Yeah. When they do that movie, Faison, you don't even have to go in and audition, man. Just go right to table read because you look just.
I mean, when I saw him, I said, man.
With those eyes all spread open.
Uh-huh. He was spread open, but he ain't got
$200.
That's what he looked like.
Faison Love in Buffalo this weekend and on the cruise.
Fantastic voyage.